The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
During a press conference in Japan, the president says the American presidential election of this year is being very closely watched overseas and that world leaders are, quote, rattled by Donald Trump and his approach to foreign affairs.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him. And for good reason, because a lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through.
Well, I mean, what, he build a wall, they criticized Iran and the deal. No, he'd have no problem chatting with Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, did you see what they did there?
Huh.
See, now, okay, you can criticize the Iranian deal. There were pieces of the Iranian deal that don't make a lot of sense.
And it's just you don't criticize it as being horrendous and go as far as you do because it feels as if the tough talk can be good rallying people back home and your supporters, but it can be incendiary on the stage of world affairs.
It can embolden our enemies. Now, Kim Jong-un said he's not interested in meeting with Donald Trump.
I don't want to hear me.
So that meeting's over. It's not going to happen.
No, not to hear me.
He met with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he should be president.
No, that's gets crazy. It was sort of like, yeah, no, I'll try this. So that is how inexperienced Trump truly is that he walked right into that. He shouldn't have said anything about Kim Jong-un. And now Kim Jong-un just... Who is one of the least experienced world leaders with a nuclear weapon that you want to have?
That's an important thing to say, yes.
Right? And then you got Trump getting rope-a-doped by him. Imagine if he were really running the place, and he judges how he feels about people based on what they said about him. The American president is never a popular guy. Well, here's Trump responding.
That's good. Is that right? That's good. I love that word. He used the bad word because he knows nothing about business. When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us. So if they're rattled in a friendly way, we're going to have great relationships with these countries. But if they're rattled in a friendly way, that's a good thing, John, not a bad thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Good luck in your trade war, sir. Have fun on the battlefield. Good luck storming the castle. All right. Good. Here we go.
Number 4.
Also in North Dakota today, Trump followed up on a comment he made on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night that he would love to face Bernie Sanders in that debate we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. I said I'd love to debate him, but I want a lot of money to be put up for charity. So what we'll do is if we can raise for maybe women's health issues or something, if we can raise $10 or $15 million for charity, which would be a very appropriate amount. I understand the television business very well. I think it would get very high ratings. It should be in a big arena somewhere, and we could have a lot of fun with it.
That's what he wants a lot. The two most incendiary groups getting together in a gigantic arena.
They said they couldn't find a stadium big enough for it, that so many people would want to attend, and that they say already networks have been reaching out. I don't know if you believe that or not, but both the Trump side camp and the Sanders camp has already said, yes, TV networks are interested. ABC, CBS, Fox News, in fact, have been named now. As being interested in a Trump-Sanders debate with proceeds of $10 million going to a charity that they select.
Where are they going to get the proceeds from? They can sell tickets of this?
From the TV rights, I believe, would be so the piece of the advertising.
They're going to need $30 million for security. So I don't know where they're going to – I don't know if they're going to make this. And, when Trump says that, remember he said, we're going to get $6 million to that – to the veterans' cause, and then that didn't happen?
It didn't materialize at that number. There was a much lesser number.
Yeah.
Like 1 million.
Like everything.
Given. Like everything. But, okay, he gave to the veterans. Can't criticize that. This just seems so strange with the position that Bernie Sanders is in right now, not having a mathematical chance of getting the delegates he needs to be debating the guy on the other side. So many things that have never happened before, and this is yet another one.
Yeah. I think this is – and Bernie Sanders – side, I said this earlier, I think this is, would be a terrible mistake for Bernie Sanders. If he cares about what he says he cares about, he's basically, he would be agreeing to let Donald, he's not going to be president. He's not going to be the nominee. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, is the nominee. So what he's doing is he's allowing Donald Trump to get, I mean, how stupid could Bernie Sanders be that he doesn't see what Donald Trump is doing, which is just invite me in, let me talk to your audience. And let me lie to them like I've been lying to everybody else and see if I can win them over.
But hasn't that been his tactic all along? He basically, Trump, accepts just about every offer to come on TV and to be interviewed.
If he gets paid. Remember that was a big deal, right?
Well, for the debate. One of the debates he wanted to get paid.
Yes.
But
all right.
We'll see if that happens.
There's a lot of
It'd
talk.
Be fascinating.
A lot of talk in Washington today now that he's become the nominee. Is that, the presumptive nominee, it's still technically because he has to get
wait till the convention to actually crown him.
Right. But the point is that he's got the proper amount of delegates. There's no floor fight or anything left unless something really wacky happens. But they're talking like, all right, now when is the professional stuff going to start?
Oh,
when are you going to put real
acting
people?
Presidential?
Right. Well, no, putting real people into the organization to do a ground game and all the things that you got to do that these guys know how to help get elected. Make sure that you've got other people on the ballot below you that you're in contact with. All those kinds of that sort of grunt work that goes on in politics. And they said they don't see any indication that he has any interest in doing any of those things. He's running solely for himself, not for the party. So, all right.
True.
Well, this is what has happened.
This is where we are now.
This is
the moment you said never would happen.
I prayed would never happen.
Maybe
now I got another moment I'm praying would never happen, and I think I believe that Hillary Clinton is eminently beatable, and that he will be the next president of the United States. And then what? He's going to make America great again. Yeah, really? Really? He's going to sold a hat made in China. China.
Back to the top five at five.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go there.
Number three.
Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Portland had to turn back prior to takeoff after an unidentified passenger had a kicking and screaming tantrum on the cabin floor.
This was really bad.
One witness, known only as Devin, took video and posted it at the peak of the meltdown.
I don't believe it!
Hey, it's for my too. I want
to. Wait, how is that being seen?
Okay, put my shoes off. Okay. This, do that. Do this. Are we about to crash?
No, we're not.
I'm just going to fly like a flying frontier today.
At one point, she does like a backward somersault and starts kicking the pilot door, the door to the cockpit. This was a total medical meltdown, as it's been described. There's something else going on here.
Yes.
They hadn't even taken off yet. They were taxiing.
Right.
They were
Should afraid they were going to crash on the taxi.
That is something she needs to deal with, I think, medically.
I think she does. All right, checking in at
number two.
Jeopardy fans are up in arms about 8-day returning champion Buzzy Cohen. 31-year-old has become a polarizing figure on the internet due to his smart alecky answering style.
He had 19,800 and what is see you tomorrow, Trebek. He's watched a lot of the Saturday Night Live takeoffs of our Jeopardy show, particularly the abuse I have to take from Sean Connery. Who is You Aren't Rid of Me Yet, Trebek? You're going to pursue this theme as long as you're the champ, aren't you? Okay, no money lost, no money gained. 12,200 is added to your previous total to give you 133,402 for 7 days. Way to go.
Alex doesn't like that, I don't think.
No.
Boy, he's talking back to him, getting all sassy.
Nope.
It's not what you do with Alec.
No, because he's the one who's going to be in charge. even though everything is on a cue card in front of him.
He pretends that it's so obvious, all of these, the questions.
Now, this is interesting. This guy explained himself on CNBC.
His real name... having fun with it, which is kind of what you can see on the show. I'm a huge Jeopardy fan. I'm also a huge SNL fan. So when I got an opportunity to do something fun, I did it.
There you go.
He's been asked if he's gotten punched yet, and he said, no, other than the normal people who try to punch me all the time.
I don't know. Do you think Alex Trebek is a puncher?
I don't think so.
He's going to sell him a reverse mortgage before it's all said and done.
Number one.
ABC7's Ron Majors last night saying goodnight for the last time after a 51-year television career.
I've had the great good fortune to do something I've loved for about 51 years now. Even when I hated it, I loved it. Even when television news frustrated me to the point of exhaustion, I loved it. And I love the people who do television news, all of them. Okay, almost all of them. This is not an easy business. We ask you to invite us into your home, and we ask you to trust that we will treat our relationship respectfully and honestly. I hope I've done that. And I know that I'm leaving you with a whole newsroom full of people who will do the same. There is some sadness in any goodbye, but I like the words often attributed to Dr. Seuss on the internet. Of course, there's no evidence he ever said it or wrote it, but I like the words. Don't cry that it's over. Smile that it happened. Thank you.
Aww.
Ron Majors will be missed.
Yes, he will. No question.
Bronco Podrometic should be hired as the new principal anchor at ABC7. You're going to find out why. If you've not heard him before, this is Violetta's dad. We've made this into a family show.
Uh-huh. He's awesome. Bronco's
everything
awesome.
I've ever done is family. Everyone gets piled in there.
Right. You come with a caravan, mm-hmm. basically.
You come with a caravan. Are you going to be embarrassed about your dad being
here?
No.
Concerned? I've had many years to practice. At this point, you just give up, let him say what he wants to say. And
yep.
Most people can't understand it anyway, so.
Well, we're going to find out what we know and we don't know, and what he knows and he doesn't know, coming up after Judy's News in 2 minutes.
The top five at five.